It's barely 7 a.m., but the band at Seattle's Ballard High School is getting ready to swing.
We're here to play jazz.
That's 11th grader Joseph Pallas, who plays baritone sax.
We come here every morning, every day, because we enjoy it. You're playing with 20 other people, all just tapping their foot at the same time. And it's like you're breathing as one, you're feeling music as one, and it's just, it's energizing.
A scene like this plays out at schools throughout Seattle and beyond. It's the kind of commitment that's given local schools a national reputation in the high school jazz world. People have heard about the jazz programs at Garfield, Roosevelt, Edmonds Woodway, and Mountlake Terrace. But Ballard High School?
There are just so many other good bands in Seattle, it's hard to imagine that we'd be one of them that gets to go.
Ballard's earned a spot as one of 15 schools to play in front of Wynton Marsalis and the judges at the Essentially Ellington High School Jazz Band competition. Band director Michael James says last year was the first time Ballard even considered auditioning.
We're in the top 20 last year, and they accept 15. So the goal this year then was to certainly up our performance.
And it worked. The band put in a lot of extra rehearsals, worked with a professional jazz orchestra musician, and even their teacher, Mr. James, took a class on improving his band directing skills.
I think we surprised a lot of people because our music program here in the last 5 years has just grown leaps and bounds. And I kind of knew if we were able to get into this festival, it would put us on people's radar and say, hey, what's going on over at Ballard?
The competition is taking place at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York, with results announced Sunday evening. Ballard is competing alongside Mountlake Terrace, which came in third last year, and Roosevelt, which came in second, and has won the competition three times. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.